Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s,
she looked like a million bucks,
scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. So we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my host as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to Season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous, In Depth.
Well, we have the one and only Victoria Fuller here with us in Las Vegas for an In Depth. Victoria, how are you?
Hello, Ben Higgins. How are you? I'm fabulous.
Are you excited to be here?
No, I really am. I've never been to Vegas. So I'm excited to be here. I know.
How have you never been to Vegas?
You know, I'm not a partier.
Okay.
I hate going out. There's a little picture of me.
There you go. That's quite the picture.
That's the one they picked, I guess. I've never been to Vegas because I just don't party. I'm just I like to get my sleep. I'm in bed by 9 p.m. So Vegas isn't really like the ideal spot to do that.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Yeah.
I'm an early to bed person. I'm not a huge partier.
Yeah.
I do enjoy like the once a year trip here.
Yeah.
And this event's really fun. And so I think you're going to have a good first experience of Vegas.
Yeah,
you're
going
to get
I know.
To see some cool stuff. Here's
I'm
some
excited.
Good music. And you're back in air conditioning because as far as I know, you just got back from Paradise.
I did. Yeah, there's no air conditioning. There's a lot of crabs.
Did you enjoy it?
I would say I didn't enjoy it while I was there as much as I am so happy for the experience now.
Did you going into it, were you excited?
I was apprehensive going into it. I think because I've been out of this world for like the past 3 years and kind of just went and did my own thing and was trying to be off the radar at least. And then entering back into this whole thing was kind of like scary for me. So I was excited, but I was apprehensive. And then there was no AC. So I was a little bummed.
Yeah, we talked to Genevieve earlier and she hated,
so
the environment down there. I was surprised when I saw that you went to Paradise.
Yeah, I was too.
Because you have kind of, you know, tried to stay under the radar, do your own thing. As you know, Bob Guinea just left us and he mentioned that, you know, Chris Soules, which I didn't know if that was awkward or not.
No. It was okay. Cause like Chris and I are still friends and I adore him. He's so sweet.
That was kind of like a, was that a pre-COVID, post-COVID, during
COVID?
That
was during COVID.
That was a during COVID relationship.
Right during COVID. Oh yeah. We like shacked up together for like 3 months and I was in Iowa with my dog and it was the whole thing. So yeah.
What a wild place to find yourself during COVID.
It was weird, but it was actually very therapeutic and I didn't really have signal out there and his Wi-Fi is dog shit. So I was off my phone for like a couple months.
And that was
nice. It was so nice because it was right after the show. So I was like, I don't know. You know how it is after the show. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So it was just nice to be like in a secluded place.
And then that ended, but you guys are still cordial. Like when Bob brought him up, you were like, it seemed like it was still good.
Yeah. We just talked a couple weeks ago. Actually, he called me and we just like caught up randomly. And yeah, like we talk every now and then. He's just... he's a really good person.
Yeah, he's a great dude. Yeah. He's one of my closest friends from the show.
Yeah, he's so sweet.
He's a sweet dude.
I know.
He just lives in the middle of nowhere.
I know.
Yeah, he does. But is he the only relationship that you, like any person, only person you've dated between your time on the show and Paradise?
No, I've definitely dated, he was probably my more serious relationship. And then I had a boyfriend after him for about a year. And then I dated people on and off. But yeah, I was in a relationship for a year.
And you kind of kept it quiet?
Very quiet. Under wraps. Why I don't even like talking about it now.
Oh.
Because it was so like, it was nice to have it be like kind of like a little secret.
Yeah.
You know? And just kind of explore that without other people having their input on it.
So then that brings us to what I was talking about earlier. I was surprised to see you go in Paradise.
Yeah.
I was surprised for you to say yes to it.
I know, me too.
Why did you? Like, what was the final push for you to say, this is something I want to do again?
So I think for me, it's like, it hasn't really worked out for me. I'm obviously not hitting the lottery at this point. And I am 28 years old. I do want to settle down. I do want to get engaged and be married and have kids and all the things. So that was really my push to do it. And also too, there was like, they didn't tell me who was going, but they said that producers were like, there's somebody there that you're really going to like. And we know that. And so I was like, huh, okay. You sure? They wouldn't give me a name, but they're like, just trust us. And I was like, okay.
So do you know who that is now?
I do. Okay. Who they thought. Yeah.
It's interesting. So we can, do you talk about that? Like, is that something that we'll be able to notice when we watch the show now? Is this was the person that you thought or they thought would be a good match for you?
Yeah, I think it's pretty apparent within the first 24 hours.
Did you go down there with somebody in mind?
Not really, just because I was pretty open to everything. And I've, again, been out of this world forever, so I didn't really watch like many seasons. So there wasn't anybody in particular that I was like, okay, I need to see this person. I was kind of just open to whoever.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that's just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pamper Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pamper Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about using your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call
1-800-DISCOVER to get the service that you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to, hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns, ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
But I think last time I was with you, you brought it up that you have like boxes or things that you know you want in a partner.
Mm-hmm.
Remind me, what are those things?
So, yeah, I think specifically I wanted somebody who was, I mean, it changes daily, to be honest with you. But I think at this point I want somebody who can love me well. Because before I was running into like relationships where I felt like I was giving more than the person was giving to me. And that was just like my main box that I wanted to check off, was more so like, can my future partner like meet me at the same level? I didn't want to keep feeling like I was pouring into somebody and not receiving the same love back. So that's just the only box, really. And like, I did say like, you know, I hope he like has a job, yeah, but there's that.
That'd be nice.
That would be nice. Yeah. But if he doesn't, it's fine.
Not everybody on the show does.
Yeah, so, no, yeah, like, I realize that.
A bad question to ask when you're on the beach is, are you employed?
Do you work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have insurance of any kind?
Any kind.
Yeah.
Do you own property?
Well, yeah. To close up here, I think it's really interesting, not only the romantic relationship, but the friendships that come from Paradise. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the reasons, obviously now I'm disqualified from going on Paradise, but it was one of the reasons why I really, at some point during my time post-bachelor, was envious of the people that went. Because they got to know so many different people. They became very supportive. They had friendships where, when I was the bachelor, I kind of like came off the show and I had a few friends, but I didn't.
You're secluded.
You're secluded. Mm-hmm. You don't get to meet a lot of people, which is why it's cool to see Rachel here with us.
Right.
Because this feels like a really good environment for her to meet new people and know that she's not alone in this experience.
Yeah, especially right after what she's gone through.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, it's a whirlwind. So for you, you met some good friends on the beach. Unexpected friends. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I think Paradise is so cool because it's not like as serious as The Bachelor or Bachelorette. So you're able to really like open up and be yourself with like multiple people. And like somebody asked me the other day, was there anybody that you didn't like in particular? And I literally can't name one person on the beach I didn't like.
No way.
Like I love every single person that came down there. I think that they all had their things. And I just, I loved everyone and I vibed with everybody. So it was cool. And I'll have friends forever.
Like something saying about you, because I feel like we watch Paradise and there's always conflict, but you feel like when you looked around the beach, even the people that were having conflict amongst each other, you're like, I like that person. I like that person.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And I can see both sides to like where they would be arguing. I think what's cool about our season, little teaser versus past seasons, is that there was less drama amongst everybody and more drama within like relationships. So everyone was like kind of a cohesive unit. We called ourselves the Paradise High, like Go Crabs. That's our mascot. But yeah, we all just like got along really well. And even if there was drama, I don't know, everyone was just still like really great friends. So yeah, it was fun. It was a great experience.
Well, I was able to talk to Genevieve earlier and she like adores you.
Yeah.
Cares about you, loves you. I can tell that she is really excited to see you because she hadn't seen you yet.
Yeah.
I don't think when I was talking to her. But she'd brought up to me that, you know, she went into Paradise thinking she wasn't going to like you,
mm-hmm.
That you had a hard exterior, right?
Yeah.
Why is that how people see you? Do you feel that about yourself? I mean, you're shyer. You like you said, you want to kind of like sneak back into the background of things.
Always.
But why do you think that was what she thought of you going into it? And then when she meets you, she's like, I love this person.
I think like people have a misconception of me from Peter's season. And a lot of Peter's season was me being 25, not knowing who I was. And then like, 3 years of therapy later, it's like, hi, I'm a new person. I'm still the same bitch, but like I'm a different human in general. And I think that people maybe saw this like one side of me and they didn't really get to know like me for who I am. And I actually have had multiple people tell me that. It's like, oh, when they get to know me, they're like, wait, you like don't suck. I'm like, thanks.
Yeah.
That's the best compliment I could receive. Yeah. Like, yeah. So Genevieve and I became extremely close. I look at her as like a little sister. So I love her.
Well, it's special to see. It's fun to watch. Can't wait to hang out with you in Vegas.
Yeah.
Final question for you.
Okay.
What can people most look forward to watching of you in Paradise, but also maybe just in life? Like, give people a teaser to your life and to Paradise.
Okay, so for Paradise, I think people are going to be, I don't know how they cut it, but maybe just seeing more of like my fun side. Mm-hmm. I don't fucking know. And then I would say Paradise in general, it's going, like everyone says, oh, it's going to be the craziest season ever. Like it literally is the craziest season. Like I'm not just saying that. It's fucking insane.
And it's wild to have a front row seat and watch it.
Crazy.
When you're there.
Like, because I just know everything that unfolded, but I'm so excited to watch it back because I feel like I'm going to be giddy being like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, it's going to be insane.
Can't wait to watch it.
Yeah.
Well, Victoria, you have friends that are getting changed. You have friends that are going to grab drinks.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to get out of here.
I got to go to the blackjack table, smoke cigars.
You've got a lot to do. Yeah, you got to go. I can't wait to find you in the corner at a blackjack table tonight with a drink in hand, a cigar, with like a bunch of people around you with a stack full of chips. Just living your best life.
Literally.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you for coming. You're the best. I hope people get to know you through Paradise, get to know you better just by being around you.
Thank you.
Have a really good weekend.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to party. Let's get this party started, Vegas.
A little more work to do, and then I'm out of here.
All right. Well, let's go.
See ya.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everybody. We are in Vegas, and I'm telling you, BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse has been hooking it up, making sure we're fed not only with food, but incredible food. You probably have a BJ's near you. And if you do, you got to stop in. The BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse is a national brand with over 200 locations with a menu featuring over 140 items, daily Brewhouse specials and happy hour specials available during all the NFL games too. There's truly something for everyone. And listen to this. Starting October 1st, BJ's Restaurant is on a mission to feed every sweet tooth, offering all the Pizookies for just $5 every day to dine-in guests for a limited time only. Make sure you stop by for a Pizookie while this great deal is available.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. So we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my host as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.